You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, it is podcast time. Jerry Recco is in Chicago, as you'll hear in the warm-up show that I did with CeeLo. So Eddie Scazzeri joins me for the post-game podcast. Good midday morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people.
Eddie, I am all in deep with my dog situation. I've pulled up all of the area rugs that she was urinating on. Mm-hmm. She peed on my sneakers. I've got it down to basically bare floors and wee-wee pads.
Mm-hmm.
But still missing, not even going on the Weeby pad sometimes.
Mm.
I thought that was instinctual.
It can be, but she's in a place where she really is, the urge comes upon her so suddenly because
yes.
She is drinking so much because of the prednisone.
Right.
So it's just one of those things you're going to have to suffer through. Did they give you an end date for the prednisone?
No, they didn't. I don't think there is an end date.
Oh.
Actually, I talked to the doctor yesterday. So many people have reached out to me on social media that have heard these stories, and so many dogs are on prednisone or have had sometimes on prednisone, the steroid. I still don't fully get what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like, oh, my gosh, the dog will pee constantly. But as soon as you get off the prednisone, the dog goes back to normal. But I was like kind of freaked out yesterday with the situation. There was just urine constantly all over my house. I called the vet. I emailed the vet. I was like, I am taking her off prednisone. And I know I can't just stop it cold turkey. I know there's like a wean off.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get attention back. So I was like, I want to do it the right way, but I need to hear from somebody today. They had to call me back. And they told me to give it to her once a day instead of twice a day. But I don't know. I said, is this like, is she just going to be on medicine the rest of her life? They go, yes, she will be on a low dose of prednisone forever. Well, that's no good.
Well,
That sounds like urine in my house for the rest of my life.
Not necessarily. If it goes down to a low enough dose, like a maintenance dose, then her body will become more accustomed to it, or bladder will become more accustomed to it. So there is a possible light at the end of the tunnel for you. But, a lot of times... You know, and she's still young.
She's seven. Turned seven yesterday, actually. Birthday.
Not as young as I thought then. But, you know, she still has potentially another 6 years, 7 years of life. And it's hard. I went through it with my quail. And, you know, she had the stroke 2 days before Christmas. And she just yesterday, and she's been slowly improving, but... You know, she's still very wobbly, but now she can get up by herself, can walk down the stairs and then the back stairs, not any inside steep steps, but the patio steps. And yesterday was the first time she actually went up the steps without assistance by herself.
Look at that.
And we're about 2.5 months since the incident.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And when it first happened, I mean, again, we were deadlifting a 60-pound dog. You know, outside. And
what?
To try to go out because she couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And it's been rough, but it's been a slow, steady improvement. But, you know, but she'll never be the same, never go on long walks. But she's gone on decent walks now. We're building her up. But, you know, she just can't walk as fast and as long. And it's tough. And it's, that's what it is for
us. Did you ever consider dog diapers? People told me about that.
We're not at that point yet. because it, as she's gotten off the act, she still has accidents, both number one and number two occasionally, but, you know, which is not fun. And also her appetite's off, and we had to switch to this like really more expensive food like you.
Yeah.
Ours is not prescription, but she just wouldn't eat the kibble anymore. And it's because of this other med that she's on, and it's like...
We're giving our dogs too many meds, just like we give our humans too many meds.
And
it's too much.
Of course, the stroke affected her, you know, whatever, has the potential to affect her, like, appetite, area of her brain. And, yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's too much. My own, like, you know, like, for humans, when you don't feel well or you hear somebody in your family gets a diagnosis or something, you go and Google it and get all the information.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I did some Googling of my own about this dog situation. And in half of the things I was reading, they were doing what my current vet is doing with the prednisone, steroid, and all that stuff. And the other half, they were just using aspirin because it has to do with the arteries.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I would do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like a blood thinner.
Yeah. To thin out the arteries.
Well, you can ask your vet. Can we?
I did. He said, well, you can go that route, but there's not a lot of data that suggests that works.
Mm. So maybe it's more of the homeopathic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Situation. I know and also at least you know I had it's me and my wife, which you know you don't have that.
Yeah.
On the weekend, Gene is there perhaps, but you know, so I had two people to deal with it. The dog is not being left alone in the house,
right?
As yours is.
Yeah.
So that's a harder situation for sure, unless you want to have, you know, bring back the dog walker.
Then I'm starting to wonder, Eddie, is she faking it? Because here's the thing. When she moves her neck, she does scream.
Mm-hmm.
Had her out on a walk yesterday. We were approaching on the street a cookie. It was a cookie just sitting on the street. She tries to go down to get the cookie, and she screams because it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
She's bending her neck. I would think she was probably going to be done with that.
Mm-hmm.
No. She screamed all the way until she got the cookie, Eddie.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
she was, she's like a true wild animal on the street when there's food.
Yeah. Well, I would say that that's just one instinct overpowered the other.
And that her need for cookies?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Overpowered her neck pain.
Yeah. And I would think that because, you know, you'll have to see if she, when there's not a cookie situation involved. Is she avoiding the neck movements that's going to cause her pain?
Yes, because here's the thing. I'm glad that's actually a good thing you brought that up because now I'm remembering. Her eating of the food in her bowl, which is, I've always had a raised bowl because those greyhounds, they said to have that.
It's easier.
She gets to an angle in the bowl where she can't, where she cries out because her neck, and then she's done with it. Mm. Like, she's good. There was a cookie in there, I bet. Well, a cookie on the street is more valuable than a cookie in the house.
Yes, for sure. What you could try is what we've done for quail.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you have your raised thing. Then I put a towel under it to angle it up.
Oh, interesting.
So it's easier.
Oh, okay.
So try that.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. You know, the things we do for our animals.
Do they know we're helping them?
Like,
do they look at us like, thank you for...
Yeah. Because quail, like, you know, now she's better. But, like, at first when she went out... You know, she would wait for us to stand beside her. First of all, at very first, we had to carry her up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
And we bought all these harnesses and slings. And then she got to the point where she could do it herself down. And then, but she would get outside, and then she would wait for us to come. So we would walk beside her as she went down the steps in case she kind of needed to lean on you.
Yeah.
I think they do. You know, and you know, up until yesterday, you know, she waits for you at the bottom of the stairs to bring the sling to help her up, and
so she learns. But those dogs are smart. The dogs you have,
but Whimsy, I'm sure, has the same basic level of intelligence.
Hmm.
And then at Marion, at one point, said to me, and the vet had told her this, you know, like I would be always like carrying her everywhere, and
doing babying
everything.
Her.
Yes, and she said, you know, she's playing you.
Yeah.
Which I do believe.
What you want, Gallo?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, hi, Anthony Gallo.
What time are they using this?
I guess 10:30 was the scheduled thing.
Okay.
You guys need more time than that?
No.
No, 10:30 is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can come and set up if there's. They need to set anything up? Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We're just talking about our dogs.
Podcast us, interrupt us.
Yeah, so you're babying your dog, and that you shouldn't do that. It's hard, though. Like, I even think sometimes, like, when I'm walking my dog, like, I let my dog decide what streets we go down, and I know I shouldn't. I should be pack leader.
Correct.
But I feel, one, bad that I leave her in the house during the day, right?
Right.
So I feel like, oh, we'll let her roam around and do what she needs to do outside. And then I also feel like, well, I don't need to go down this street. If she wants to go down that street, why don't I go down that street? What's the big deal?
But you've given away control.
Correct. And I know I shouldn't do that, but she looks like, this is a great street. Can we go down this street? Yeah. There's probably cookies in the gutter. Mm-hmm. Can we do that?
Yeah.
And then I feel bad.
Yeah, no, it's a fine line. And they do understand, like, sort of emotional manipulation, believe it.
The dogs do.
On some level. You know, not maybe as consciously as a human would, but they, you know, they'll keep trying things, and you have to be more stubborn than they are, which is tough to do because they can be pretty stubborn.
Let me ask you this. Do dogs ultimately want to be trained by humans?
Most dogs will want, they are social animals like we are. You know, we sort of evolved together for the past maybe 30,000 years to sort of be pack animals. So, yes, they want to be a part of a pack. Now, they may want to be the leader of the pack, but they do understand the whole pack philosophy, and they will respond to a dominant pack leader.
Like, they want to be led. So, ultimately, the dog wants me to choose the street we go down, even though I'm giving that power up to her because I think, she's been in the house all day. Let her pick the streets.
I don't know if it goes that deep, like, she, you know, wants you to choose a street. It's just like, you're the leader. So whatever you say.
Yeah, I don't get that. I definitely am not the leader.
I know I'm not. Yeah, it can be a subtle thing.
And then let me ask you this. I've had her now 3 years. Is it too late for me to be the leader?
No, because leadership in a pack changes over time. You know, when the old pack leader, when he gets old, he is then challenged by one of the younger ones.
Is that right?
And leadership changes, yes.
A young punk dog will... go for the leadership role?
Correct.
Wow.
And then, you know, then if they, like, and this is in true, not only in wolves and dogs, but in, you know, elk packs or what have you. There's a bull moose, you know, or a bull, whatever, a bull elk, and he's got all the harem around him. But at some point, during one of the ruts, and they're fighting for the women, at one year, one of the younger ones is going to take him down.
I'm going to challenge.
Well, they'll always challenge, but usually they lose.
Oh, one will take it. One will
win. But then one year when the guy gets older, he's going to lose. And then his status as, you know, he could be dead if it gets into a lethal situation.
Yeah.
But usually they doesn't get to that and they back off. And then it's a new leader.
I see. I see some of these dog walkers that now in my neighborhood, the dog walkers walk one dog at a time.
Yes.
You know, in New York City and other things you see, where you see somebody walking like, I'm not exaggerating, 10, 12 dogs at a time.
And all different sizes, but some, like many of them over 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And they have such command.
On the streets of New York City, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. That is a skill.
Yeah.
But not all dogs will submit to that. You get some... you know, really, you know, headstrong dogs that are, and then they know that, and they'll maybe just do them solo or won't even take them on as a client.
Yeah. Be like, this dog is not going to follow a pack. He's right. Out.
Yeah. That's all true.
Yeah. You need to get in here, my friend. Boomer's doing a big Joe Klecko interview that they're setting up for. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be, if Joe Klecko's here, it's a phoner or if it's a video call.
But this is why it's a podcast that's interrupt us.
Kids and pets and podcasts. Mm-hmm.
So they're setting up.
Yeah. So I was told by some people get a dog diaper, but my dog will rip that right off.
Yeah.
100% right. She'll pull that right off.
Yeah. We're not there yet either.
Yeah. I'd rather her pee in my house and I clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I broke out the mop yesterday. I'd be like, I'll have this mop out now.
How about that stuff that Gio...
that spray? Folex, yeah. I didn't have that. I still couldn't find it. I actually looked for it in the store. But I pulled up all the area rugs.
Yeah.
So now if she doesn't pee on the wee-wee pad and goes on the floor, clean it right up,
and
mop
you have
it.
That sort of vinyl composite.
Yeah, yeah,
stuff.
It's called Coratec.
Yeah, yeah, that we have Life Proof.
Yeah, looks like a
Home Depot brand.
Yeah, this one's not smooth. It's like it
texture.
Yeah, textures like it mimics like a those wooden plank type things. So I'll just use that and hope for the best.
Yeah, and then eventually, you know, if the dose gets lowered eventually, then you can, and if she gets better with that, then you can put the rugs back.
Right. Well, no, things have turned around in my life, Eddie, when I've got area rugs again.
And speaking of rugs, I had to, because she can't, we have hardwood floors and then that Life Proof stuff in the downstairs. We had to buy a bunch of little little strips of, you know, those little strip rugs to make a path for her from her bed to the back door. So that's what our house is now. All these areas where she has to walk because she doesn't do well on the floors. All she's getting better. Just big strips of rug.
It's crazy.
Which then we're washing because of accidents.
Right. It's crazy how much we will adjust our home lives for a dog.
Yeah. And for the first month, my wife was sleeping downstairs on an air mattress in the living room just in case she needed to get up in the middle of the night or is, you know.
This is what I was doing the last couple of nights. I was just sleeping downstairs because I'm like, oh, if she goes upstairs, it's more potential trouble.
Yeah.
If down here and I know she needs to go out, I could run her out before. Yeah. If I got to get her down the stairs, she might go to the bathroom.
For a month, my wife was sleeping downstairs. Crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
And I've seen that pictures of people's homes, you know, on some of the Greyhound pages I'm on Facebook. Because the Greyhounds have a hard time walking on hardwood floors as well. Just the piecemeal of just these like runners.
Yes, right.
All around the house, so the dogs have somewhere to walk.
That's exactly what we have now. That's what our house looks like. All through our brand new kitchen. all these strip rugs all over. Runners.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all the stuff we're doing, not to mention we both paid for MRIs.
Right. We both got MRIs for our dogs. Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for that insurance claim to go through. They better pay it.
Yeah, though if you got the one that we have through the company, it's pretty good.
Oh no, I use Pets Best.
Okay, but there is one through the company, maybe
nationwide. I think
whatever.
Yeah, I think I have good faith in this place.
Okay,
but we'll see.
Yeah,
y'all notice. Y'all notice Pets Best.
All right, now
insurance.
Have you seen the man yet? Because we don't want to be.
No, not yet.
Okay, good.
But real quickly, in submitting the dog insurance claim, it was almost too easy. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, okay, Saturday morning, I'm going to set aside to put this claim.
Right.
But it was nothing. It was like, here's the, fill out what was wrong. Here are the dates. Here's the receipts and the thing. And that was it. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, that seems too easy.
That was quick. Yeah. But I also heard that they sometimes will contact the hospital directly.
Oh.
To get to work that way. That's what the woman at the Red Bank Veterinary told me.
And Red Bank is known far and wide.
Yeah, it's a well-known place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, let's go before we get in trouble in here and take up Boomer's time.
We don't want to waste 1 second of Boomer's time.
We do not. Let's do the warm-up show I did with CeeLo. CeeLo will be back again tomorrow because Jerry is still out, but tomorrow's Friday.
So. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, good morning there. My name is Al Dukes. Jerry Recco is in Chicago for some sort of Rutgers basketball tournament, so CeeLo joins me today. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning. It's the Big Ten tournament, Al.
All right.
It is conference championship week as we head towards Selection Sunday, so perhaps you're familiar with the format and how that works.
I feel like Jerry's burning a lot of vacation days.
He sure
early.
Is.
He's that's, burning them early.
That's what it takes to be a play-by-play guy around these parts.
He is burning those days early, I got to tell
you. Well, listen, when you all take, you know, most of the summer off, I'll be in here with Jerry and
yeah,
Sal
we don't,
and we'll do what we need to do.
We don't think about that when Jerry's... We don't think about when we're not here and Jerry's here.
Correct.
Assume Jerry's... When I'm not here, I assume no one's here.
But that's not how it works.
That's the way...
When Boomer and or Geo are out,
yeah.
Normally it's a slide-over, slide-in situation for Jerry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't consider it. I don't even like to think anything's... I like to think when I'm off... The whole show's off.
Which is dead air for 4 hours.
No, not dead air, but like no one on the show is on the
air. Understood. You all coordinate your vacation days at the same time.
That's how we used to do back in the day, Boomer and Carton era.
Mm-hmm.
Then somewhere along the line, we decided instead of having 4 weeks out of the year where it's not the full show, it's 16 weeks out of the year where someone is missing from the program.
A lot of piecemeal.
A lot of piecemealing. CeeLo. I was here with you last week, I believe, and I felt like Derek Carr was going to the Saints. Not that that was some sort of giant, bold prediction
yes,
of mine.
Yes, you did, and I disagreed with you.
It wasn't that big, but in all likelihood, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets.
Let's hope so.
That's what it really seems. If this doesn't happen at this point, it'll be very shocking, I think, because
yeah.
Boomer is all in on this, and I feel like he knows something.
But I would agree, but a couple things. You have Rodgers at play here. And we know
weirdo.
How unusual he can be. And it's the Jets, where you plan for disaster, right?
Right.
Now, did you follow any of what was happening on Twitter yesterday from a Jet Aaron Rodgers perspective?
This does not sound familiar.
So all of a sudden I can't even put an exact time on it. Let's call it mid-afternoon. Now, the day prior, Sauce Gardner had tweeted about Aaron Rodgers and maybe one other player. But it seemed like there was a coordinated effort to have a number of Jet players put out these tweets essentially trying to recruit Aaron Rodgers.
This was yesterday?
This was yesterday.
All right.
Now, number one, do we really think that that's going to have any effect? We think Aaron Rodgers is sitting out there in wherever the heck he is, Malibu, like, oh, look at these guys, you know, tweeting my way. This is interesting. Maybe this will sell me on going to the Jets.
Richard Todd has reached out.
Right.
Hold on. Let me see what he has to say.
Yeah. So you got that aspect. I'm wondering if this was like I could see this being a Woody Johnson thing.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. Because you know he's a little bizarre on Twitter, right?
Right. You got Woody Johnson's bizarre. You got Aaron Rodgers' bizarre.
Yeah.
And you're right. The Jets have a history of doing dumb things.
Let me give you a sample of a couple of these. Tell me if you like them or you don't like
All right.
them. All right. In no particular order. And also, Quinnen Williams was involved here. He's a star. He's one of these young players that the Jets are building around, assuming they're able to get him on a contract extension. So he quote tweeted a PGA Tour tweet. Where Aaron Rodgers played in like that Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and it was like a video of him sinking a putt. So Quinnen Williams tweets at him, I know some amazing golf courses in New Jersey and New York City you can golf at all season. Okay, fine. Makes sense.
All right.
Rodgers likes golf, no big deal. The other members of the team that tweeted yesterday, I'm curious if you even heard of some of them.
All right.
Tyler Conklin, does that name ring a bell for you?
I've heard of him.
Okay. So they're adding him. So this is not just, hey, we're going to put out a tweet about Aaron Rodgers. They're tagging him in it as well. Bringing a Super Bowl to NY would be legendary. You take everyone on this offense to the next level. Let's get it done from the darkness to New York. See you soon.
Oh, boy.
So he's referencing the darkness retreat.
All right.
Great. Then you got Justin Hardy, who's like a special teamer.
Never heard of him.
Yo, Aaron Rodgers, let's go get that ring, bro. Bring New York City what it's been waiting for. It'll be special. Okay. Now we've got Robert Saleh's brother, David Saleh.
What does he do?
I don't exactly know, but he tweets at Aaron Rodgers. There's nothing sweeter than hearing the fans chant, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 Jets. He's got a bunch of hashtags. This last one's my favorite. Will Parks.
I've heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know
you've
the name.
Not Justin Hardy. Okay. The reason I had to actually check and see if they were teammates at some point, because the way he speaks, you would think there maybe there's a relationship. I don't know. And then I'll be quiet after this. Ayo, Aaron, bring that ass over here, broski. You know what it is with us. Thanks in advance, brother. We appreciate it. At Aaron Rodgers.
That was the big Jet stars they got to reach out to Aaron Rodgers.
Now, again, you had
a terrible
Sauce,
plan.
Sauce, I think, did something again with the cheese. He promised that he would get rid of that cheese head he wore on the field in Lambeau when they beat the Packers in Green Bay this year. So, I mean, listen, It looks, I guess it looks good to the public, to the fans, like they're all in and they're trying to make this effort. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I've got Will Parks telling me to get my ass over here, broski, I'm like,
I would do it. I would just go, Aaron, just so you know, this is not New York City. Like, New York City's filled with rats and people kicking grandmothers on the subway and muggings and smash and grabs and that sort of thing. That's not where you're playing. It
right.
says New York. But you're going to be in a bougie suburb in New Jersey where the Short Hills Mall is, all high-end stores there.
Or like Boomer said that, what was it, some Westchester town I was not familiar with yesterday, so you can go live there. West Salem, was that it?
I don't know what that is. Why?
He's like, no. You take a helicopter every day.
No, you're living in, there's plenty of bougie areas.
I agree.
You're aware.
But he's right.
Area.
When Brandon Marshall was here, he lived in one of the boroughs. I think it was Brooklyn.
He did?
He took a helicopter to the airport right there in Morristown every day that he had to get out to Florham Park to the jet facility.
That's stupid.
He wanted the experience of living in the city. Hopped on the choppa.
We can give him the same experience in Florham Park. When you're walking to the facility, we jump you and beat you up and take your ID and your wallet. My wallet's gone,
right. What kind of place you can't even take your pants off? Leave your pants in the room.
Here's the thing. The other thing going on with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers is now the Jets are suddenly a heavy Super Bowl favorite, which is so stupid.
Heavy's a little strong. But I know their odds of any. I heard Gio go through it yesterday.
Yeah. Here's my prediction, CeeLo. I will predict Aaron Rodgers will come here. And then I will predict the Jets will get a wild card and they'll lose.
Probably. Sounds
then
about
where
right.
are you? The same spot you always is.
Yes. Now, I would say,
one
though,
guy doesn't make you a Super Bowl
the
champion.
The way it works, though, is the books had, and Gio said this yesterday, have to cover themselves. So if they have all of a sudden sort of a rush of people coming in to grab the Jets, and they get themselves overexposed, they have to adjust the odds to make sure they don't take a bath if the unexpected ended up happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you, like, I'm not that into sports betting. Could I take a bet, like, let's say Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets. Could I take a bet that they don't make it into the playoffs, or no?
Probably somewhere. I mean, the easiest thing to do would be probably to take the under on their win total for the season. But there's probably somewhere that offers that sort of prop bet. Yeah. I don't know what the odds would be.
What if I see them getting into the playoffs but just losing the first round? How's that? How do I make that bet?
That might be a little too specific.
A little difficult.
Like at this point or before the season begins.
Oh, sounds
Listen,
like
Listen, in this day and age, if you want it somewhere, you can find it somewhere.
That's what they always say. And then meanwhile, I go to these apps and I don't see these weird bets.
Well, it depends which apps you're going to. There's so many of them. The longer you look at the various sports books, you might be able to find what it is you're looking for.
Linger longer.
At one point, I don't know if any of them are doing this anymore, but early on after they legalized sports gambling, some of them were saying, like, create your own bet. Like, send us a scenario, and we'll put odds on it.
No way they do that now.
I don't know if they still do. Maybe there is one that does, one like a smaller sports book or something. But if you wanted to, you could propose that to them. Hey, here's what I'm looking to bet on. What kind of odds can I get?
What could you get me?
Yeah.
All right. Then I see that the Giants, GM Joe Shane. Now, I'm confused because he says the team is focused on contract talks with Saquon Barkley and Dexter Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
I thought they figured out Saquon Barkley already. He's sitting there for 10 mil.
They didn't figure it out. They franchise tagged him, and now if they can get a long-term deal worked out now, similar to with Daniel Jones, it would free up more cap space for them this offseason. Because free agency starts in, what's today? The 9th? In like a week.
March 15th?
Yeah. So the cap number is what it is. It's 1 year fully guaranteed. It's 10 and change.
So you do believe, you actually believe they're trying to get a long-term deal with Saquon Barkley then?
I mean, it sort of sounds like they're negotiating.
Or is that just a nice thing to say?
No, I legitimately think they'd like to do that, but it obviously would have to be something that doesn't hamstring them too much down the road.
I'd like to know when we decided running backs were a dime a dozen and we could just do get whatever.
When,
like,
when you could plug a sixth or seventh round rookie in there, right, and that's what just I mean. As effective as
when was
else.
That? Because when Eddie and I were killing it watching football in the 80s and the 90s,
yeah.
You had one star running back. The guy got the ball every time you ran the ball practically. And they were very valuable. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nah.
I'll give you a guy. I don't know if this was the start of it, but just from a local standpoint, remember Ahmad Bradshaw with the Giants?
Yes.
I think he was a seventh round pick. He stepped in as a rookie, and he was a big part of that Super Bowl run and was a very productive player for them for 4, 5, 6 years after that. So, I mean, yeah, I can't pinpoint it was that 2007 draft, but let's call it in the last, I don't know, 15 years or so.
Yes.
Something like that.
15 years. I'm going to agree with that one.
How many years ago was 07? 16, coming up on 16?
16.
Or we just passed 16 because it was, no, it was 08. The Super Bowl was 08. So, yeah, 15, 16, something like that.
Do the math. Today's 2023.
Right.
That was 2008.
So, 15.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Something
there
like
you
that.
Go.
Something like that.
Nailed it.
Something like that.
It's good math at 5:12 in the morning.
And then I do love this one. I love Bears safety, Jaquan Brisker.
Nice job on the pronunciation.
Did I nail that?
Not Pau Gasol.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. CeeLo. I'm over here pronouncing the difficult names correctly. That's what I do. Show prep. You go to the pronunciation guide.
Oh, I'm sure that's what you did.
Fella,
yeah.
On the Bears, Jaquan Brisker. He was on Daniel Jones getting paid, but Lamar Jackson not getting paid. He said, quote, other bruh got paid today, and this trash, fam. Hashtag facts.
Is trash, fam.
Other bruh.
Yeah.
B-R-U-H.
No, I got it.
Other bruh got paid today, yeah. And this trash,
and
fam.
And is trash. Yeah. Hashtag sounded like you said, facts. And this trash.
And is trash.
Is trash, yeah.
Then Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton had to come to the defense of Daniel Jones, uh-huh. And he sent him back a picture of the scoreboard when the Giants beat the Bears 2016. He said, suck it.
I mean, a couple things here.
All right.
Number one, do we care what Jaquan Brisker has to say about Daniel Jones?
Well, he's on the radar now, isn't
Number
he?
Number two, Darius Slayton, okay, you had a solid year when they need, like, these aren't exactly A-listers. And number three, he sends them the scoreboard of that game. Not exactly Daniel's finest performance of the season, but they did win. So, okay.
Yeah, I did see he had completed 8 passes that game.
Yeah.
8.
Right.
8.
Did Tyreek Hill got in on this as well?
Oh, he did. I didn't see that.
So he then, quote, tweeted Darius Slayton's screenshot of the scoreboard. And he wrote, yeah, the slant route going to be crazy next year with 3 laughing emojis.
What does that mean?
I think people felt he was implying, like, oh, yeah, great. Daniel Jones is just going to run the slant route over, and that's all he can do. So then he circled back later, and, of course, well, I wasn't trying to. All I said was the slant route going to be crazy. My bad. So he's making it sound like, nah, I wasn't trying to shade him. It's all good.
They taking shots at the slant route now, CeeLo?
These guys love to mix it up on social media. I think we've learned that by now.
Yeah, I like it. I like a little bit of back and forth.
Sure.
I hate, like, generic things where people just support everything.
Plus, it's the off season; they're bored, you know.
Right,
this
scrolling.
This is their downtime right now. Probably sitting on a beach on vacation somewhere, chilling out, scrolling Twitter.
The cheetah.
That's
I'd
right.
love to be known as the cheetah.
Who wouldn't? Did you catch Robbie Anderson's new name?
I didn't understand. yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
What is his name?
I had no idea until I read the story yesterday about him officially being cut by the Cardinals. He changed his name legally to Chosen.
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 Anderson.
Correct. So the story wrote Chosen Robbie Anderson, probably because, like, they, okay, fine, you legally changed it, but, like, let's not confuse people.
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So he changed his name to Chosen.
Well, Chad Ochocinco situation there.
Yeah. Chosen Robbie
Anderson.
Chosen
Robbie Anderson. He was chosen by the Cardinals in that trade and then caught 7 passes in 10 games and... Now he's not chosen.
You want Robbie Anderson on your Giants?
No.
They need receivers.
No.
He's chosen one.
That's one of those things that actually worked out for the Jets. Remember when, like, they didn't sign him and people were annoyed that Sam Darnold's guy, they let him go to Carolina? That kind of fizzled.
That worked out. Yeah. Sometimes it works out.
Yeah.
And we don't think of those. We always think of the ones that didn't work out.
Now, in fairness, it's not like they then brought somebody in who was great. I think they I believe it was Breshad Perryman they brought in that year, who was cheaper on a one-year deal, and he caught like 30 passes and a couple of touchdowns, and that was it for him. So Robbie had some success in Carolina, but the trajectory went right downhill.
The chosen one, Robbie Anderson.
Chosen Robbie Anderson.
Chosen.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, let's take a quick break here. We got Boomer and Geo there coming up at 6 o'clock. As I scroll through my show sheet here, things I have a Yankee, two Yankee notes.
Notes, items.
I have a couple of NBA items.
Mm.
I've got Tiger Woods back in the news.
Yeah, I read this story initially.
Yeah.
And then the more info came out about it, sounds like there's some debate and controversy there on what's actually happening.
Yeah, I agree. When I first read it, I was like, well, what is this? Who cares? And then as the stories came out, we'll get into that. We're going to get our shovels and we're going to dig really deep into that one. And then Boomer and Geo at the top. Good morning. The warm-up program is here. Jerry's in Chicago for Rutgers Big Ten tournament time. CeeLo joins me today and tomorrow.
That's right. And you and I are wearing our matching baby blue colors this morning.
We sure are, CeeLo. We sure are. I just got a request on the request line.
Oh.
I'll get it next break for you.
I didn't know
we
take requests.
Sometimes I do for music on the breaks. JC wants to hear Ted Nugent's Wango Tango.
Okay. That's a
Can't
very
say I know
specific.
That one.
Oh, you don't even know
no.
it. All right.
Ted Nugent's one of those guys that people are aware of and they know he was a singer.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Cat Scratch Fever, and that's about it.
Okay.
Right, Eddie?
I do know Cat Scratch Fever.
You know that one, right?
I know Cat Scratch Fever. But if you brought Ted Nugent in, is he still living or
he
no?
He is living.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you brought him in here in a lineup with, like, you know, four other guys,
you wouldn't know him.
No idea.
Oh, he's hardcore conservative guy now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's a big hunter. He pisses people off.
Okay.
Here's something, CeeLo. Were you aware, I was not, that this year, this season, as we are into spring training right now, this season, the MLB teams can have a sponsor patch on their uniforms?
Somehow knew about that, or maybe I'm confusing that with the other leagues that are doing it.
But now, right now, the Yankees... Both the Yankees and the Mets do not have one as of right now.
Uh-huh. This is new. No one's done this prior to this year? Why do
no.
I feel like some...
Not prior to this year.
I must be thinking NBA and NHL.
Okay. Yes. They're going to be able to have a patch on their arm.
Okay.
And depending on whether you bat righty or lefty will depend on which arm your patch goes, because they wanted, of course, to shove it right in the camera's face.
Oh, so, okay. See, I thought you were going to tell me it would have to be on the arm facing away from the pitcher so as not to be... No. The other way around.
We're
going to put that bad boy on full display.
Yeah.
Okay.
God. I got to tell you, and I know people will go, you run commercials on the radio. Yeah, we do.
Hmm.
We do. We do run commercials on the radio.
Quite a few of them, actually.
But CeeLo ain't wearing a patch on his forehead this morning when
time.
He gets on television.
Never know. That might be what's up next.
At some point, it's too much. This is too much. Baseball is too much. Stop. What's Eddie saying in there? He's distracting the shows with his patches.
Not wrong.
What did he say?
It's all right.
No, tell me. If he's interrupted the show.
I'll defer to Eddie if he wants to say it on the air.
Well, some people on our show have been known to wear certain garments.
Yeah, and I'm against that. 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're purposely wearing something on TV because
what about benefiting from it?
Well, that's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's it illegal?
You can't use the radio or TV to benefit yourself.
No, I'm saying benefiting from an endorsement or an advertiser we have around these parts.
What about that?
I'm just saying, you're knocking it, but, you know, those of us here on the show from time to time will benefit from that, no?
Sure.
How was that trip out to Arizona for the Super Bowl?
Good.
Yeah.
If you could have told me go or not go, I'd rather not go. I didn't benefit from that. I ended up coming home to an old lady dog with an injury who's urinating all over my house. I'd love to roll that.
On your shoe, apparently, the other day.
I'd love to roll that back and not go to Arizona.
All right.
I'm just saying it's too much. You're now putting patches on the... And the Yankees are right. They're taking their time. And I guess the Mets are, too. Because that...
They don't want to be first.
No, they don't want to put something on there that's going to come back to haunt them.
Haunt them, okay.
Like, you can't put a FTX, remember FTX, that thing, that crypto garbage that ended up being fake?
The Mets had Sponge Tech 1 year on their spring training.
Sponge Tech, didn't we have? They were here, weren't? Didn't
Darryl Strawberry used to pimp?
I feel like I remember Boomer saying Sponge Tech. No, yeah. Maybe not.
But we used to wonder what it was and how it was
some
a company.
Other tech. All right,
we sell sponges. No, you don't. It's a fake company.
The front.
Something. It was something. I don't know what it was.
I'll say this. This is a little different. I remember getting bent out of shape a couple years ago when Nike, was going to put the swoosh on the front of the, over the.
Yeah.
And Yankee that bothered uniform. Me. I don't.
You don't care now? Just to slap whatever the hell you want
to
on
it.
The,
it is what it is. Okay. You know?
Well, the Yankees, they did put out a statement that they are looking for the perfect fit.
Okay.
They want something that is classy. They want something that is a real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be careful what you put up there.
Something with an established brand,
something,
a track record.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure they'll find something.
I'm sure they will.
Something
but
good.
It will not be for opening day. They're thinking maybe after the All-Star break.
Drop it in there halfway through. No, people are on summer vacation.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention fully. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's greedy.
Yeah.
It's greedy.
Latest thing on your list.
Yeah.
That gets under your skin.
It's greedy because we just push.
Mm-hmm.
Push a little further. Push a little bit. What if instead of the Yankee hat, we wore a AT&T hat? What if we did that instead?
Well, they have how many different versions of the hats now for every holiday known to man. So they can sell those on
I never understood the St. Patrick
shops
that all these places sell. It's one day out of the year.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta go buy a Yankee St. Patrick's Day hat.
Yeah,
for
I guess
one
if
day?
You're if you you know celebrate like your Irish heritage or something, it could be good beyond just St. Patrick's.
I'm
Day.
I'm Irish.
Okay,
I would never throw a
you
Irish
wouldn't,
hat,
but
on.
Others might.
Everyone does what I do, CeeLo.
Oh yeah,
that's the way I look
clearly,
at the world.
Clearly,
I assume everyone thinks like me.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad assumption on your part.
The world would be a much better place if everyone thought the way I thought.
Would it?
Yeah.
You certain about that?
Absolutely.
How the vegetables have defense
chemicals?
Whatever, and
they
don't want to be they don't want us eating them.
They don't.
I was listening to that yesterday and Eddie said exactly what I was thinking.
What did he say?
But the animals just can't wait for us to come eat them. Come on, welcome aboard. Yes, please kill me and eat me.
Biologically, we have jaws that are supposed to eat meat. So yes, the animals.
That's fine.
We're eating them.
But does that mean we're not supposed to eat vegetables?
Correct.
We are actually evolved omnivores, so we eat both, like bears.
Evolved though, meaning we've moved on from vegetables.
No, we evolved as omnivores.
Developing.
We still are.
Just like pushing the envelope on those patches on the uniforms.
But the fruits is what the plant wants you to eat. It makes it colorful. It hangs it on the end of the plant. Says, "Eat me."
Hey.
That's how you know
eat me,
to eat.
Eat me. It hangs it on the end of the plants.
That's how you
They're
know.
They're holding up like invisible signs.
You might as well. Strawberry's big and red, says, come eat me.
Sometimes.
A broccoli is not like that.
I had broccoli
the plant.
On a slice of white pizza yesterday. It was delicious.
That's you just trying to make it seem like you had a healthy pizza because you put broccoli
100%.
On it.
100%. In fact, I went and they had the slices available. And I was going to get just a plain white piece. I'll go with the one with the broccoli on there. I feel better about myself. Oh, man.
What do you think it costs to get a patch on the Yankee uniform? Like if Jerry and I wanted to do a warm-up show patch.
Oh.
Over $1 million a year?
Definitely. Definitely seven figures.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know why they got to do this, CeeLo?
Please don't.
Cable packages.
Yeah, okay. We got it.
Because
we talked about that last week. New streams. How are they going to? And you were like, this is it. The salaries are coming down. They're not going to survive. I'm like, they'll find other ways to make money. Bang. Here's an example of how they'll find other ways to make money.
And how about this? Did you know this? This Frankie Montas said he was injured before he was traded to the Yankees.
We knew that.
We
knew that he had shoulder issues in Oakland.
Okay.
And the Yankees signed off on we're comfortable
he's
with it.
He's good to go.
The medicals, the physicals, and now he's, I'm sure, embarrassed that when he came here, he sucked.
Right.
And he was hurt. Now he's hurt again. It's like, well, hey, here's why.
He said, when I showed up here, I wasn't 100%, but you're with a new team. You're trying to impress. You go out there, you start slinging it, and all of a sudden you re-injure yourself.
Great. Awesome.
Freaking Frankie Montas.
Montas. Yeah.
Paul Gasol.
Everyone says Montas, but it's Montas.
Montas?
Moan. Yeah.
Like John Montone.
Right?
Frankie Montas.
Back-to-back days of John Montone drops here on the...
Wow. How about that?
This is a warm-up.
This
you
is a warm-up program.
You guys didn't talk about him on the warm-up
we
show.
We did not.
Hmm.
I see Kevin Durant injured himself.
Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. It would have been his first home game as a Phoenix Sun.
Right. set to make his home debut last night in Phoenix.
Which, by the way, is very bizarre because when we were in Phoenix, I feel like we were in Phoenix for Super Bowl about a month ago.
Pretty much, yeah.
And this is his first home game?
Well, he got traded there and he was recovering from a knee injury, so he didn't play right away. That's why.
And now what happened? He slipped on
the floor.
You
already forgot that he was injured here.
I did.
He wasn't playing for the Nets.
I forgot that. Already out of my... We know why, CeeLo. When a team, when a player leaves, I forget about him.
Yeah. He had a knee injury. He went out. Then all of a sudden, Kyrie started scoring a bunch of points after they were losing at first when he went out. You thought, okay, they're going to... Kyrie's starting to heat up. They're going to stay afloat here until KD comes back. And then it all fell apart.
Yep. So he needs an MRI.
Pre-game slip.
What's an MRI going to tell him, whether he snapped his ankle or not? Can't you just feel the bones?
No, they usually do x-rays to check bones, and then they do the MRI to check, you know, for the soft tissue and the ligaments and things of that nature.
Yeah. So there's
MRI.
They rule
out the fracture initially.
So x-rays just show your bones?
For the most part, yeah, I think so.
MRI, soft tissue. What's a CAT scan?
I think MRI shows a little bit of everything. I'm not even going to answer because I don't want the smoke in my mentions when I get it wrong.
You idiot.
I don't know.
I'm a CAT scan technician and you're an idiot.
Let's just Google it. Let's see.
There's PET scans. There's CAT scans.
Between MRI and then also CT scan. Is that the same as CAT scan?
I think that's a CAT scan.
All right.
I think.
CT scans take a fast series of x-ray pictures, which are put together to create images of the area that was scanned.
Mm-hmm.
An MRI uses strong magnetic fields to take pictures of the inside of the body. CT scans are usually the first choice for imaging. MRIs are useful for certain diseases.
You know what they should do? Come up with a machine. You go in it, it's everything.
Every one-stop shop.
One stop. Uh-huh. You get out, it shows you your soft tissues, your organs, your bones, your... did I mention organs? Your organs.
Nervous system.
Your nervous system, mm-hmm. Your brain activity.
Got it.
Heart situation.
You should have dropped this idea when you were at Prince and Longevity last week. How'd
You're
that
right.
go, by the way? You
we're
got out of there
good.
Without them saying, listen,
I have my follow-up next week.
Okay.
Jerry did his and his follow-up. He said it was quite extensive.
Mm.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I did go in that machine, but that machine should have been able to check me for everything.
That machine, meaning the MRI machine?
I don't know what it was. Yeah, I guess it was some sort of scans I did. I don't even know what I did.
How long were you in said machine?
The total was 15 minutes, I went in and out.
Probably not an MRI. Was it like, were there like loud banging sounds?
No.
An MRI, I've not done one, but I've heard very tight quarters.
Yeah, this was not an MRI.
You stay in there and stay still.
No.
45, okay. Yeah.
This was some other scans.
And then I have the open MRIs for people that get claustrophobic.
Or as we call them, wusses. If you suffer from claustrophobia, you're a wuss.
All right.
I'm afraid of heights.
So does that make you a wuss?
It does.
All right.
Especially when at the mall, I can't even go to the edge where the railing is.
Oh, jeez.
I always had this fear that someone would walk by and push me over.
Yeah, I guess. You never know. I will say this. If I'm standing on the subway platform, when the subway comes, I do a quick swivel of the head. 360. Make sure no one's ready to come body check me onto the tracks.
What's your main fear? Of the popular fears. So like fear of heights, claustrophobia.
Heights, no problem. Claustrophobia, no.
Fear of leaving your house.
No, I definitely
fear
don't.
Of spiders.
That's a main fear.
That is for some people.
Spiders don't really bother me. I will say, over the years, I like going to the beach, and I spent a lot of time in the ocean as a kid. I don't like rush to go in there these days because I don't like not being able to see what's going on around my feet.
Right. If there's a shark there, you want to be able to see it,
or anything really.
Crabs.
It's just something that I've read enough, and I understand in this day and age, we hear about things a lot more when they happen, but it's like the shark stuff along the Jersey Shore and the Long Island Sound. It's enough, you know?
Sharks.
I get it. The percentage, the odds of it are slim, but I'd rather, if I don't have to take the chance, I'm good.
That's like me. Yeah. I live near the beach. I like to look at the beach.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't like to go in the water.
You also said you don't even like to be on the beach.
No, I don't even like
you
to go on
like
the sand.
You just like to see the beach.
Yeah.
From your patio there, right?
Like
you have a patio?
A balcony? A little deck.
And you're on what floor?
That's the second floor.
Oh, okay. So not that much. And how many floors in your building?
Two. Three. I'm sorry, three.
Okay.
But yeah, I like to overlook. You know what the main thing I get most joy out of, other than gals in bikinis,
is people looking for parking. I love watching people not get parking. this is what I do. Yeah. On a Saturday morning, on a nice beach day, I'll just have a coffee That's outside and be like, and there's these things that look like parking spots, but when you pull it, it says, like, you know, lifeguard only.
Yeah.
Oh, the joy when people think they've got the spot. Uh-huh. They pull in. Oh, the sign.
Surprised you don't do that here at like 3:30 in the morning as we all circle for parking.
I'm circling with you.
Al's looking too. Right?
Yeah, but he doesn't because they take the easy way out.
But that's not easy all the time to find a metered spot. Not easy.
It's easier than finding a non-metered
spot. Oh, my gosh. For sure. For sure. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, let's do this Tiger Woods situation. Let's do a little John Morant update.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do
as he scans his list of items.
This what's going on at the movie theaters where Creed 3 is playing.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then Boomer and Gio will be here at 6:00.
All right, is he Wango? Is he Tango? Wando here.
That's what I'm talking about. Good choice by JC on Twitter. Start off his Thursday morning. This is the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today and tomorrow as Jerry's in Chicago for Rutgers Big Ten tournament.
Getting him fired up to start his Thursday.
Wango
he's out there
Tango.
Somewhere right now, maybe driving to work or getting ready, and now he's all bopping along. He's good to go.
Absolutely. A little Wango Tango.
Yeah.
So the movie Creed 3 is out in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a Rocky-related movie.
Correct. Apollo Creed's son, I believe. Yes?
Yes, Apollo Creed's son. So it's Creed 3. They're having problems, though, in Europe as people are getting into fist fights at the movie theaters.
Oh, boy.
They're getting all jacked up because there's boxing. You know what I mean, CeeLo? You go there, you see a guy boxing and fighting, and then all of a sudden you want to box the guy next to you at the
theater. I guess, but in this world, in this day and age, that seems to be happening all over the place a lot more often, or at least we're seeing it more often.
So you don't think it has to do with what's going on in the film?
I'm sure it does.
That's all I need to see. I'd be like, I'll watch that at home. Not going to a theater to get beat up watching
Creed
3.
By the way, you didn't need to see that to say you're going to watch it at home. When's the last time you went to a movie theater?
I cannot even.
Well, there you go.
I have no idea when the last time I went to a movie theater.
There you go.
Definitely pre-pandemic,
obviously.
First
of all, you don't even watch movies that often, correct? Because they have to be, what, 90 minutes or less? Was that your cutoff time?
Yeah. I like a 90-minute movie.
So, I mean, if it's more than that, it's got to be at home because you're going to break it into multiple parts.
Correct.
If you go to the theater, you can't say, you know what? I'm going to come back later to get the second half of this and not pay for another ticket.
You're right. You're right. I'm going to watch that in multiple parts.
Right.
I just finished the Jared from Subway documentary.
Yeah, I saw you knocking that. Too many episodes.
Too many episodes. Yeah. But I tell you, what a creep.
Shocker. Maybe. Nobody saw that coming.
Boy, that Jared, he just went around all over town with his giant pants, showing you how big his pants were. By the way, towards the end, he was getting chubby again. I think he stopped eating the Subway sandwiches. He was, you know, he was starting to be like getting off his diet.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh boy, amazing recordings they have of him on the phone being a total creep.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure I have any interest in this one.
No.
I will check out this Netflix documentary on the plane that disappeared.
Absolutely.
Have you watched it already?
No, okay. That's on my docket for tonight.
Yes.
About the Malaysian airplane that disappeared 9 years ago and still missing.
I think I had read that there was like some remnants of debris that were found, but...
But in this documentary, there's a couple conspiracy theories in this documentary.
Of course.
They feel like people planted that debris.
Huh. Interesting.
They're trying to hide something.
That reminds me of the show Manifest. I don't know if you ever watched that at all.
I started watching it and I got confused and stopped.
Yeah, and then also it left NBC and then it got picked up on Netflix. It's bounced around a little bit.
But that was a thing where a plane disappeared and 5 years later or 10 years later or whatever, it shows back up and nobody aged.
Exactly.
They thought they were on a regular flight.
Yeah, they just, hey, we landed. Here we are. Ooh.
I mean, how's a plane disappear?
I'm not sure.
Not a little plane with like two people in
it. Yeah, there was like over 200 people on this flight, right?
Right.
The 249 with the crew. Something like that.
That's how you know how gigantic the ocean is. A plane can go into it and we can't find it.
Yeah. Well,
an airplane.
I mean, gigantic just from a surface area standpoint. Yeah. But then when you mix in the depth, forget it.
Right. Jeez. Forget it. That's probably where there is a theory also. That's where the aliens
are hanging out. Well, ocean floor.
Yep. Well, they go down into, because who's checking the deep oceans?
People that like to go check out the Titanic.
But we don't get that deep where these aliens are probably living.
Well, I mean, the Titanic is on the ocean floor in the middle of the Atlantic.
Right, but I'm talking about like the Indian Ocean is just...
we've actually been to the Marianas Trench. That's the deepest point on Earth. But there's so much ocean that you don't know whatever.
You don't even want to go up to your feet because you're afraid of a shark getting you. Imagine what's going on in the bottom of the Indian Ocean.
That's a fair point.
Now, what's going on with this Tiger Woods story?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, but when I first read it yesterday, you know, TMZ had the details and the drama made it seem like, oh, here we go with Tiger again. He's got trouble with an ex. First of all, I didn't even know he had broken up with this gal because he'd been with her for a while now. This Erica Herman, who's been to, she was at the Masters when he embraced his kids and his mom was there when he won in 19. She's come to a lot of the events. I think they met through his restaurant down in Florida, the restaurant business. Yeah. So I read this story about, the lawsuit, and she's saying that she was forced to sign this non-disclosure agreement, which didn't surprise me. I mean, forced, if you're going to get involved in a relationship with this high-profile guy who's got this past with women, I mean, I'm not saying I support it, but I'm not necessarily surprised that he would be asking, or she says, claims forced. And then all of a sudden, she's trying to get it wiped out on the basis of, you know, sexual harassment or sexual assault. But then as the day went on and people were sifting through these legal documents, apparently when things went south and they broke up, he essentially like threw her out of the house and she could no longer get access and I guess was missing some of her stuff. So she's really like suing for $30 million in damages, I guess. But I guess Tiger's side is saying, well, you know, they broke up and he moved on and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I guess they got together in 2017.
Yes.
When she signed this non-disclosure
and initially
agreement.
When she put this lawsuit out in the fall, I guess, after they had broken up, there was a part where they asked if there was any sexual harassment or assault involved, and she answered no. And now apparently she's answering yes. So there's some things that need to be sifted through here and figured out.
CeeLo, would you say this is fishy? Or no fishy?
Very fishy.
Me too.
On both sides, by the way.
It seems fishy on both sides.
I am a Tiger guy, but I don't want to come across like, I'm, you know, absolving him or defending him. I have no idea what happened, obviously. Yeah. But on both sides, it seems a little fishy.
It does seem fishy.
Yeah.
Because it seems like we don't have all the information yet.
No, we definitely do not.
But very intriguing.
And there was not one of those, hey, reps from both sides, you know, hey, they've split and went their separate ways. Like, this is the first I was even hearing of it. I just assumed up until, I was like, what? They broke up? I didn't know that.
Oh, fishy, fishy, fishy,
very
fish.
Fishy, fishy.
Very fishy.
Fish, fish, fish. Yep.
So if I'm going to go fishy, no fishy right now as the information we have now, fishy.
100% fishy.
I mean, you're right. On both sides. This ain't fishy on,
Erica Herman.
Erica Herman is not just fishy on her side. Tiger's involved. He's got a very fishy past.
Yeah, you always have to kind of raise an eyebrow and question if there's something deeper going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be very excited to follow this story. I like when things like you said, you see it on TMZ first.
Yeah.
And then, like...
everybody picks it up.
I love, like, when then ESPN has to cover it. I love that.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get involved with sexual harassment.
Off the playing field
Yeah,
stuff.
They don't like that stuff. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it's Tiger Woods again.
Yep, got to cover it.
Yeah.
We have to take a break.
Do you have a sports minute?
Yes, Amy Lawrence.
Can I guess?
I always love when you
zero
guess.
Zero chance.
You don't know that.
I'll give him a shot just because this was a name and a story that made the rounds yesterday.
All right. I'm going to say Amy Lawrence sports minute on Jim Boeheim's 47 years at Syracuse is over.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. Another minute or so with CeeLo before Boomer and Geo take over. Says that Ja Morant thing where he's waving the gun in a strip club?
Yeah.
By the way, the strip club was called Shotgun Willie's.
Nice.
That's not a great strip club name.
Oh,
not sexy. Shotgun Willie's?
Is it always supposed to be sexy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's supposed to be sexy, CeeLo. Right. He will not be charged for waving that gun around.
Right.
Because no one complained, no one was threatened, and the police said
they
no one ever found the firearm.
They couldn't confirm that he had the gun, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Could have been a prop gun, CeeLo. You don't know.
That's right. Cap gun, water gun.
Man, I hate when things are technicalities. We don't know if it was a gun. He was waving a gun around in a club.
Seems
that probably
like maybe
is not
the
legal.
NBA is still looking into it because he's going to miss the next four games still with the Grizzlies.
I do like that when the leagues take over, when they be like, because of the laws in this country, you can't get. You got to be like, I was gonna say you got to be caught on video, but he was on video.
Right.
Maybe that's not good enough anymore.
Yeah. The league says, "Oh, it wasn't enough for the police to charge him, but we'll take matters."
Yes, that
into
I
our
do
hands.
Like. I like when the NFL does that. NBA. Baseball.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.